Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
This is the Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Hi, friends. So great to be with you again, and it is a new year. 2021. Oh, my goodness. We finally could say goodbye and turn that page and chapter for 2020 to be behind us. Is it really behind us? What have we learned? What have we taken away from that year? It just seems like a blink, even though during the time it seemed like it just went on forever. But now it's over. Okay. So where are we right now? What assessment are we making right now in our lives? What do we have control over and what do we not have control over? What do we need to do? What can we say? You know, what can we do to change our future and the future of our children and our families and maybe our employees if we're an employer? You know, I have to ask that question because, you know, we're multidimensional and we have impact in multiple levels and areas in our lives. It's not singular, is it? It's plural and it builds with time. You know, we are called to be right with our Heavenly Father, right? He's our first relationship. He wants to be first in our minds. He wants us to pray continuously without ceasing. He wants us to have that personal relationship. He does not walk away from us. You know that, right? He doesn't walk away from us. We walk away from Him. Maybe we think we got this one. I know that so many times that's me. And then I turn around and I go, you know, I really don't have this one. Jesus, please take the wheel. And how many times does that happen in our lives? I don't think I'll ever really learn. I want to learn that, but I think there's times when I just think, oh, I got this one. I got this one. And you know what I'm talking about. I know you do. So it is a new year. It's a new beginning. And every day we wake up, that you know, the sun comes up new every morning. So even though it's the beginning of the year and the beginning of, you know, 2021, each day when we wake up, it's a fresh start. It doesn't mean we don't have the impact of what happened the night before or the year before or whatever. But when we have things that happen, we assess the situation, we say we're sorry if we're at fault, and then we can leave the responsibility of the other party right there. I have some situations personally right now where I didn't handle a situation right. I'm sure most of you can, you know, relate to this, is that, you know, in a certain situation, you didn't handle things that maybe the best you could have handled it. Maybe you had your own stuff going on and, you know, that was impacting your knee-jerk reaction or your response because of things that are happening within your own life that, you know, the other party doesn't even know anything about. But they are experiencing what they're experiencing because that's what you're giving out, okay? And so in this situation, what do? You can't take back words that you've spoken. You know, your attitude, your just everything to do with you, you can't take it back. Once it's out there, it's out there. Social media, once you put something in writing, it's there for life. You realize that, right? You write a letter, anything you put on paper, anything you type in social media is there for life. So think twice before you push send. I've had to tell myself that. My daughter laughs at me repeatedly. Did you send it? No, I thought about it. She says, good, that's growth. And it is growth. And I do the same thing for other people. It's like sometimes we just, oh, no, you're not going to say that. Or, oh, no, that's not going to work. And then you realize, What is it that I need to learn in this situation so that I can be a better person? And how can I address the situation to where it can be loving and kind and not defensive? You know, because sometimes we get on the defense mode. You know what I'm talking about. I know you do. I know you do. And sometimes we have to just take a deep breath and not say anything and just listen and then feel. You know, you can get in your head or you can get in your heart. And God really wants us to love one another. He tells us to do that. It's one of His commands, to love one another as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. First is love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. And number two is love thy neighbor as thyself. Who's your neighbor? Everybody. Everybody's your neighbor, so you're supposed to love everybody. Is everybody lovable? Heck no. You know? But you know what? We don't know what they're going through, do we? We don't know what they've been through. We don't know where they're at right now. So the best thing we can do is love on them. Do we love the sin? No. We hate the sin, but you love the person. So getting back to my personal things is that, yes, I have some things where I didn't act exactly like I wished I would have. And we can't take it back, can we? So all we can do is move forward and say, you know what? I own that. I own the responsibility of my actions and my words. And I want to move forward. And then it's left to the other person to decide what they want to do. And at the end of the day, and at the end, when you get to heaven and God says, why should I let you in? You know, is he going to say, good, well done, good and faithful servant? Or is he going to say, you know what? I told you to leave the whatever you have, your offering at the altar. Leave it at the altar and go make it right with whatever is wrong. Make it right. And forgiveness and unforgiveness causes bitterness within you. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's another podcast. It's another show. I've been doing this for over 10 years now. This is the Sue Free Show, and welcome aboard on this journey we're having together. And it's for encouragement, inspiration, and hopefully learning, you know, life lessons. And we learn every day, at least I hope we are. And we ask God to give us discernment and give us, you know, a visual. It's like I'm praying right now for people to have ears to hear and eyes to see. I mean, truly see the truth. Not the deception that's out there right now, because there's a lot of it. And, you know, we can read and we can believe, or we can get the facts and actually really understand what it is that's going on. And I tell you, this is a battle in the spirit realm as much as it is a battle with flesh and blood. And we are here to fight it. We have to fight it. And we have to be bold in our statements. We have to be bold. And you know what? I'm losing friends over this. How about you? I'm losing friends because I don't want them. I don't want any of us to go through the wrong path. I don't want us to suffer needlessly. So it's out of love that I speak out. It's not because I'm trying to hurt someone or anything like that. I'm not trying to do that. All I'm trying to do is speak my mind, you know, and I'm just speaking my mind, and I'm hoping that people can listen. Not necessarily to me, but I want them to have eyes to see and ears to hear the truth. Because you know what? Without trust, there is no relationship. And if we don't have anything to believe in, if we can't believe in our elections, if we can't believe in the people that are talking to us right now, if we can't believe in those people, where do we find safety? Where do we find that safety, that safe place? There isn't one. And we all need that. You need it. You need a safe place. You need a safe person that you can talk to and trust that they're not going to turn around and use those words against you. We all need that. Do we all have that? And if not, what are you doing to find it? And are you that person for somebody else? These are really good questions. There's a song that keeps playing in my head, and I haven't even heard this song. It's Michael Bublé, and it's A New Life. And you should look this up. I can't play it. I wanted to play it at the beginning of my show, but I can't play it because of licensing issues. But, you know, the one that says, it's a new day, a new dawn, and I'm feeling good. It's really a good song, and I'm thinking, gosh, I should play that every morning just to start my day with, it's a new day, it's a new dawn, and I'm feeling good. Because our heart, our soul, we hear that. And it is a new day, and it is a new dawn. And are we feeling good? And if we're not, why aren't we? We have so much to be thankful for and grateful for, even in the midst of all our circumstances. We have things we can find that we can say, thank you, God, even in my turmoil, even in my circumstance. Thank you, Lord, for what's happening in my life. So four ways to approach the new year with Jesus. And this is by Daniel Darling. How would you like to have that name? Daniel Darling. It's kind of cute. And so it is that the calendar has finally flipped and we have begun a brand new year. Last year, with its mix of joys and sorrows, goals met, goals missed, friendships gained, and friendships lost, is behind us. For many, New Year's is just another holiday. For others, it's a time of deep reflection, both on the past year and on the one ahead. Moses asked of the Lord, teach us to number our days, so we may get a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Time, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years is a gift to us from a good God. To wisely follow him then is to redeem our time. Ephesians 5:16. New Year's can also remind us of a new birth. In a sense, each day with Jesus is a chance to turn the page on an old way of life and embrace a new one. We are, after all, new creation people, and we serve a King who renews us daily by the Holy Spirit. Renews us daily by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, and thank you for renewing me daily. That I don't have to live in the past. I don't have to live with my past hurts and pains and choices that I've made or that have been made on me. I can be washed clean, white as snow, and I can start today fresh and new. Repent of what I was doing that might not have been right. I repent of that and I move forward in a new beginning. And this is what I'm asking all of you, and God wants this for you, because the relationship is there for you, but it's up to you to decide and choose it. He's not going to force himself on you. He is a gentleman. And he is going to give you the strength and the courage to move forward and move nearer to him. And he says, ask, ask, and you shall receive. So what is it that you want this year? Get a piece of paper out. I'm doing this myself. So why not? Let's all do it. Get a piece of paper out and just write down, what is it that you want? And you can have a monthly goal. You could have a yearly goal and on down the line. My situation now is I'm exit strategizing my situation on what's going to happen with what I leave behind. What's going to happen with the things that, you know, my legacy. And I had a conversation with a realtor today, talking to him about the future and talking about how I can deal with all of this and what's the best way to go about this. And you know, when you are envisioning the future, which we will all make it, okay, we're all going to get to a point where maybe we're not going to work anymore, or we retire. That word retire, I don't even know what that feels like, and I don't think I will ever, and neither does anybody that knows me, thinks I will fully retire ever until I'm done here. And that's fine with me because I enjoy doing. But we do need to plan. Plan is such a vital part of living. And it's very frustrating for me to be around people that don't take the time to plan because, you know, you either, what is it? You either plan or fail to plan. Oh, I can't remember what that is. Anyway, it's if you do nothing, you're doing something. And when you do nothing, it's not always in your favor. You have to have a plan, and you work your plan. And do plans change? Yes. You know, people say you have to have a budget. It doesn't mean you have to stick strictly to the budget. It just means you need to have one because it's a guideline. It's a guideline for you to, you know, a direction in which you want to move. Can it switch? Can it change? Yes. And hopefully it's based on what God's telling you, not what you're feeling is best for you, but what God's telling you to do. You know, and if you ask, he does reveal, and it's not audio. Sometimes it is, but usually it's just something else. And just, you know, I want to be working and walking and being what he wants me to work, walk, and be. And I'm hoping that that's the goal that you have for yourself, too. So back to goals. Setting goals for a new year are an important sign that we're intentional about glorifying God in our callings, work and business, home and church, private and public witness. When we work and plan, even in seemingly insignificant endeavors, we're fulfilling the cultural mandate, Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. In this age, we're blessed with an abundance of resources to help us to maximize our time, digital tools, productivity experts, and inspirational blogs. But before we write out our goals, we should begin in the heart. The heart. The temptation for Christians is to make our plans and add a dollop of Jesus on top, rather than allowing him to form in us the desires and motivations to do his work. That was very good. I hope you caught it. So whether or not we're making concrete goals or more abstract ones, whether we're writing down resolutions or foregoing them altogether, here are four important steps we can take as we peer into 2021 to draw closer to Christ. One, remember. The wise man of Ecclesiastes said, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw near of which you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" In January, the year is young, and the opportunities seem fresh. So many productivity gurus preach a gospel of self-empowerment, but as gospel people, we know the fragility of human life. We know every breath is a miracle, a gift given to us by our Creator. Listen to the words of hymn writer Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. "Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love." Number two is to repent. Our worship of God for his faithfulness and majesty, evidenced by the changing of seasons, should then lead us to repentance. His goodness breaks us in fresh ways as our sin is exposed by the light of his glory. But this isn't a morbidly introspective, navel-gazing exercise. To repent is to rejoice. We claim the promise of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because we know our forgiveness has already been purchased at the cross, beginning the new year with repentance is to draw closer to Jesus, to appropriate the fresh grace that is ours in him. This is why confession always brings relief and joy. It is the getaway to greater intimacy with God. Confession. That brings me to something that I've said many, many times. If you are holding on to a secret, that secret's going to hold you back from the fullness of God's love, grace, acceptance. You know, the Catholic religion says you need to go into a booth and you confess to the Father. For me, my Heavenly Father is my Father, and I can go into my closet or I could just speak to him while I'm driving. It really doesn't matter. What matters is to release whatever is holding my heart and my soul from being all that God wants me to be so that I can be a better witness and a better person and feel the joy of the Lord is to confess, to get that out so that you're not holding on to something that's such a burden. It just is, it holds you in isolation from the world, and it's not a good thing. So I know there's people out there that have a secret. You have to find a safe person, or you need, you know, God already knows. You know that, right? He knows every hair on your head. He knows every word that's before it's spoken. He says that in the Bible. When you're in your mother's womb, you're being created, and he already knows you. He knows you. He loves you. He died for you. Who better to put your faith and trust in than the person that knows you that well and created you? And he created you with a purpose in mind. Do you realize that? He created you because he needed you to do something special. And I found that purpose. That purpose is what gives me that light, gives me the passion, that gives me that fire in my gut, that keeps me going when feels like I'm overwhelmed with all kinds of opposition. I remember that I have a reason for being, that God created me for a purpose, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to give up on myself and on God. Nope, no way. So that same strength and courage is there for you. You might not feel it right now. You might be going, no, I don't know if that's for me. I can guarantee you it is for you. It's just whether you want to receive it or not. Ouch. Did that hurt? It's okay. Because some of us has just never felt that kind of love before. And we can't even fathom that someone could love us that much. Because we've never experienced it. Have you ever heard that term? It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. That's so true. Because it takes courage to be vulnerable, to love, and to give completely of yourself. It takes a lot of courage to do that. I've witnessed it a few times. And that unconditional love comes so easy for dogs, doesn't it? No matter what you do to them, they come back wagging their tail, no matter what. It's pretty amazing, but they teach us how to be unconditionally loving. It's pretty amazing. How can we begin new plans and journeys without first allowing His light to penetrate the darkness of our hearts and to reveal areas in need of growth? How can we start hustling and working and dreaming without first renewing our joy in the One who directs our steps? How? How can we do that? So number three is renew. You know, this show, Sue Free's show, thank you so much for joining. And I just want to say thank you so much, San Diegans, for joining in today. Thank you, Venturians, for joining in today. Thank you, Orange Countyans and LAans, if that's a word, and Santa Marians and all of the people from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. Just thank you so much for joining in. And if you could share this show, if you feel it could be helpful to somebody, please share it with those that you know and love. You can get it on podcast at your leisure. You can listen whenever you want. But I would love to have you tuning in to the show in your area because it's on different stations at different times. And, you know, if you need to know that, go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, you can get all that information and more. There is a section in the website, Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, that is the IMs. And with this new renewing, okay, the renewing of your mind, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it starts with your inner thinking, you know, and what we say, our soul, our brain hears so much better. It penetrates deeper into our being than hearing somebody else say it. So when you speak words of powerfulness, such as I am an ambassador to Christ, I'm forgiven. It goes on and on and on. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. All of these things, when you repeat these things out loud and let your ears hear your voice, it penetrates deeper in your mind. And when you say these things repeatedly, and what I'm talking about is if you go to the website and pull the I Ams, it's who Christ says you are. Because so many times we're listening to other voices, even maybe our own voice, saying that we're not. So often we have that self-talk that's really not helping us in our future and our purpose on this earth. So you want to make a change? Make a change by not having that self-talk, changing your self-talk, rebuke negative talk, rebuke it in Jesus' name. I had to do this. See, this is work I've already done. And I have to tell you, it's worked really well for me. And I'm still on this journey. I'm still working to be bigger and better. And, you know, I just want to be the best God can have me be. And I want to be more like Him. So part of renewing, which is number three, I'm going to go back and just tell you. The first one was remember. So remember. Number two was repent, because we have to turn away from bad things. We have to turn away. Repent, that's what repent is. It's not say I'm sorry and get God's grace and then do the same thing over and over and over again. That's not repentance. Repentance is when you turn and go the other direction. Realize you've done something not good. You've realized it hasn't been good for you, and you turn away and go the other direction. That's repent. And number three is renew. So renewing of your mind. What are you saying? What are you saying to yourself? What are you hearing? What kind of music are you listening to? Are you looking positive? Are you listening to positive music, positive words? Are you watching shows that are building up or tearing down? These are all things that you need to assess in your habits per day that are going to change your outcome, output. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show for part two right after this brief break. Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard, or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Hey there, cutie. What's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies, your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. Or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, termitelady.com.
What would you do if your two-year-old child simply stopped breathing? The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma, revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, FRIES.com. SueFreeze.com. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services, for sponsoring this show. And listen, if you are looking for a new career, Ecola is looking for you. We want licensed people, so if you're already licensed, you do need your truck, you know, your driver's license, if you're going to be driving. But also we need the pest control licensing. And we can help you get it if you don't have it. But if you have it, we are definitely interested in talking to you. And we do have 6, soon to be 7 offices. And so it doesn't matter where you're living right now, San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, we have an office near you. So we want to talk to you. You can go to termitelady.com and download the application. And then we'll reach out to you and we'll talk about, you know, your future and Ecola's future and our future together. It is a great company to work for. We had a really great year. We were an essential company. We never stopped working. We had to change a lot of things we were doing. But it's been a good year. And everybody working that has pulled together with us, there was ways where Ecola has you know, done a lot of things unexpected because we could. And so it's really important that if you are looking for a career, Ecola would like to talk to you. So go to termitelady.com and get an application. Also, Sue Freeze wrote a book. That's me. I wrote a book on learning to breathe. And I just want to bring this up because it's a story about my journey with my son, which is the story of why Ecola even is doing what Ecola is doing. Ecola is an alternative treatment company, and that means that we use non-chemical methods to get rid of the problem. And the reason they exist, as far as I'm concerned, is because of the passion I have to have people that are compromised, people that have a compromised immune system, which is something we're hearing a whole lot more about that these days. You know, asthmatics, my son, chronic asthmatic, and I was in the hospital. He was in the hospital. Every February and November, we were rushing him to the hospital, and I almost lost him a couple times, and I said, not on my watch. I'm not going to allow this to happen. Not that I really had control, but I did do what I could as a mother, and I had to learn a lot about what his triggers were. And in learning that, I learned that pesticides and chemicals, like cleaning solutions that you have underneath your sink, these things can cause triggers, and there's a whole lot more. Roaches are a big trigger for asthma. And so what Ecola does is we use alternative methods along with traditional based on the needs that we find and based on the needs of the family and a home that we're dealing with. And so it's like individualized solutions for your needs, you know, what you're concerned about, what are the issues. And then we come up with a solution that's best for you. So we're very thankful for that. And Tyson, my son, is now up in age, and he's actually doing a lot to keep the company going. And he's learned a lot. And, you know, he's just a living testimony of what can be done if we pull together and make it happen. So you'll hear him on the commercials, too, for Ecola. We're growing, and we need people. So we are hiring, and we'd love to talk to you. So it is a career, though, not just a job. It's a career. It's something where you're going to invest time, and we're going to invest in you, and we're going to make it happen together. So thank you so much for listening about that. And so I'm going to get back to this, and we're talking about the new year and what we can do. If you missed part one,
part two. First one was just to remember. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Okay. And number two was to repent. If you have issues, if you have secrets, if any of that, you want to repent and move away from those things that are not doing positive things for you and those around you. Okay. You want to repent. That means turn away. Go the other direction. And then number three is where we left off, and that's renew. New Year's should also be a time of renewing old commitments like marriage, family, and church. Before we begin grand plans to lose weight or develop a new skill, new creational goals, let's begin by renewing the core commitments we already have. Our most vital work is what we do within the walls of our homes, loving our spouses and raising our children in an atmosphere of godliness and grace. We live out the gospel best when we live it out in the daily rhythms of repentance and forgiveness with loved ones. We must reject the lie that says success requires abandoning family commitments. That is a lie. And we know that more than ever right now. We've had an opportunity this last year to get really close and to spend more time. It's kind of reset our barometers of what's important in our lives, didn't it? And isn't that a positive thing? You know, I started the year with 2020 as perfect vision, and at the end I was assessing, well, what did I get out of this year? And, you know, and I realized I have much better vision than I had at the beginning because I appreciate things so much more. How about you? I've reflected on this, and I think that it's caused us to be home more. There's probably going to be a lot more babies, I'm thinking. But, you know, we're home more. We're not so busy like getting in our car, you know, going through our morning routine and getting in that car and figuring out how to shuffle the kids from point A to point B. Everybody's at home. And yeah, it's been trying because we're just not used to that. But it's kind of the way things used to be. You know, schooling was in the home. And, you know, people worked close to home. They'd get up early in the morning and just think about it. So for me, I think that it has created a better vision, perfect vision. I just have a better understanding and a more appreciation for those things that I don't have currently. I appreciate them more, but I also appreciate those relationships more. How about you? Just do an assessment yourself. We must reject the lie that says success requires abandoning family commitments. And that is a lie, isn't it? So just remember that, okay? Anytime, like as we progress and things are going to open up again, don't lose sight of the perfect vision that you've created or you found. Don't lose sight of that. Hold on to what you feel is healthy and good, you know, and move forward in that. And resist. Resist the busyness. Resist. And listen to me talking about busyness. But resist the busyness and always be intentional in our walk, in our thinking. Everything that we do should have a reason for doing. There should be a reason. I've always said this too, is your best present to your children is being present. Did you catch that? The best presence is your presence. It's just so amazing. You know, it seems so simple, doesn't it? But it isn't always simple. We should also renew ourselves to the faithful body life of our local Bible treasuring gospel preaching church. The local church is the locus of God's mission in the world, where we gather in community to declare Christ's kingship each week, and where we work out our salvation in fear and trembling with brothers and sisters in Christ. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Number four is rest. Rest. We need rest. You know, and the more stressed you are, the more rest you need. I found that to be true, and it's so hard to rest when you're stressed. But we need to rest. You need to pull away. I have one thing where it's telling me that I need to pull away during the day, and I just need to have some time to just have quiet time with the Lord. And I've got so much to do. I have so much to do. I've got just a machine gun of how many things I've got to get done. But I have to tell you that when I pull away, and I just have some quiet time, I seem to be much more productive when I come back into my bullets, my machine guns. Maybe I shouldn't say bullets on the air. I don't know. But do you know what I'm saying? It's like that time away of just deep breathing and just focusing on God and you know, asking Him for discernment and eyes to see and ears to hear. That when I come back to whatever it is I'm working on, it seems to be there's so much more clarity in what I'm doing. And I want to do what God wants me to do, and I'm asking Him to guide me. And sometimes He's quiet, isn't He? Sometimes He's so quiet, and I'm like, are you there? Knock, 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 are you there? He's there. But sometimes He's got a lesson for us to learn, and sometimes it's in His absence or His silence. Not absence, because He's there. So in His silence, we get our biggest lesson. It's like the film develops best in the dark. Same type of thing. Think about it. It develops best in the dark. So sometimes when we're in the dark is the time where we can gather the most. I don't know about you, but I've had to be very creative this year, this last year. I was so creative and challenged in how to get things done in a new way. You know, there's got to be another way to get this done. And so it's been very, very interesting. So rest. New Year should be a time of rest. First, we rest in the reality of our identity in Christ. We may have failed to meet our heady goals in 2020. Jesus still loves us despite our failures, unchecked boxes, and disappointment at the scale. The gospel tells us that He loves us in the midst of these. Second, we should plan to physically rest. We don't often do this on New Year's. We plan to work and hustle, but do we schedule time to reflect and acknowledge our need for sleep and leisure? Rest isn't a sign of laziness or weakness. It's a sign of spiritual strength and confidence that when we close our eyes, our lives are in the grip of a sovereign God. To sleep is to say that we're not God and that the world can go on without us. Whew, that's so good. I'm glad. I'm so thankful for that. So as we make our plans for 2021, let's remember that even in our failures, we serve the One who remembers our frame and knows we are dust. We make plans, but we hold them lightly. We entrust our future not to Evernote or Google Calendar or a reading list, but to the King who holds the world in His hands. I think that's just so good. So you can't change by accident. Did you know that? It's deliberate. And this is by Rick Warren. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Ephesians 4:22. Did you hear that? Wow. Change requires making choices. It's not enough to dream of changing. It's not enough to desire change. In order for you to change, you will need to make a decision. You must choose to change. Change is intentional. Are you going to be any different in 6 months? Are you going to be better a year from now? Are you going to be healthier, stronger, and more mature? Are you going to be happier? Are you going to be in less debt? Hope so. Are you going to be more like God wants you to be? I can tell you the answer right now. It will only happen if you choose to change, because it isn't going to happen accidentally. You need to think ahead to where you need to be at the end of this year and where you need to be in 3 years, 6 years, and a decade from now. I want you to be better in 10 years than you are today, but you won't be unless you choose to be. Another thing is you get what you tolerate, right? So if you're tolerating things, it's like you need to make a change. You need to do things different and tolerate differently, or not tolerate at all, maybe. Change requires a choice. I just want to welcome you right now and say thank you so much for joining. I just feel like I have to say, this is the Sue Free Show, and I'm so thankful to be with you today. Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Go there. Check out my website. There's a lot to glean there. There are 3 pages that you can get for free that say the I ams, and you repeat those every morning, every night before you go to bed, and I guarantee you, your life will change, and it's a choice you make, and it's a habit you form. And life will change if you do certain things. Not eating after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, drinking so many glasses of water in a day, having a glass of water before you have a meal. These are simple things that you can do that can change the outcome. Simple habits. And there's more. There's a lot more. Anyway, Change requires a choice. A lot of times we think we're waiting on God to change us. No, you are not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to say, "Yes, Lord, I'm willing to make these changes." Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love that verse. How about you? We have to make intentional choices in order to grow. There is no growth without change. There is no change without loss, and there is no loss without pain. If you are going to grow, you will have to change. And change means you let go of some old things and grab hold of some new things. It's like swinging on a trapeze. The trapeze artist swings out on one bar, and then she has to reach out and grab the other bar. At some point, she's got to let go of one to grab the other, or she's not going to make it to the other side. If she thinks she can hold on to both, what happens? She gets stuck in the middle, and she's going down. Romans 8:18. Consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Perhaps you're stuck in the middle, and you're going down because you haven't let go of old patterns, old habits, and old ways of thinking. You have to let go of your old ways. Are you catching this? I hope you're catching this. This could be life-changing. There's so many people that listen and go, uh-huh, and they shake their head when they hear it, and then they go back and do the same things over and over and over again. I have people like that that work for me. And I'm thinking that slight change could make all the difference in the world, but I can't force somebody to change. I can't do it for them. I can't do it for you. God won't even do it for you. He puts it out there and says, it's up to you, man. You're going to take it or not? Are you going to change or not? It's up to you to make that change, and it's a choice that happens in your head. Forgiveness. Sometimes we don't feel like forgiven. Oh, heck no. That person doesn't deserve forgiving. They haven't asked for forgiveness. That doesn't really matter, does it? It doesn't matter. It's a choice that you have to make. And sometimes it has to be a choice in our head. Our heart follows. And I hope you heard that, because I'd had to work through that one. I had to work through that one, and it was a deep one. That was a big one for me. Have you ever heard that, you know, unforgiveness is like drinking poison expecting the other person to die? I mean, it sounds terrible, but you know, our unforgiveness is poisoning us. It's not affecting that other person. That other person's not being affected at all by your unforgiveness. So, if that's the one thing that you get out of this whole show, it's worth my hour. It's worth my hour just for that. Because that was a big one for me. And I have to tell you, it released me from bondage. It kept me in chains because I needed to be released from that. It was a major breakthrough. The Bible says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, Ephesians 4:22. In other words, let it go. Those old habits, those old hurts, those old patterns, those old sins in your life, let them go. God's grace is sufficient for you. So is it you that's not forgiving you? Because God will. You just have to ask him. Is it you that's holding on to it? And why? Why are you beating yourself up like that? You can't go back. Learn from it. Move forward. The Bible says to throw them off and trust that God is working in you. To will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. To will and to act in order to fulfill the good purpose. Philippians 2:13, that's a good one. Isaiah 43:19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So what is it you're going to do different now? What is it that you're going to do different moving forward? You know, if you've listened to this podcast and you do nothing, then I feel like I've failed. But you know what? I haven't failed because I've done my part. I came here and I talked to you and I put this in a podcast for people to listen to, and hopefully they'll make a decision and they'll make a choice to do something different moving forward, because that's what we need to do. And that's what life is about. And I don't know about you, but what I try to teach the employees and people that are close to me and my children and my grandchildren now, my daughter just found out she's pregnant again, and this will be number two, and she just found out she's having another baby girl. So, yay, I'm going to be a grandma again, and I'm excited about that, and it's just so different than motherhood. Grandmotherhood is just a whole nother level. What can I say? I hope everybody gets to experience that, but it's wonderful. Anyway, so what are you going to do, okay? Because you can listen all day long, and there's a lot of people that get really educated, but they don't apply the education to something that's going to make a difference. And I don't know about you, but the one thing that I want to do in this life is that I want my life to count. I want it to help people. I want it to be something where people have been changed because of knowing me or being around me. I had a present that was given by one of my employees, and it's a heart. You know, it's a butterfly in wood, and it says, "This world is a kinder place because of you." And sometimes I feel like I'm not so kind, and that I'm hard, you know, because I'm under a lot of pressure. And I'm not excusing behaviors at all. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes the world gets the best, and I have to recoup, and I have to forgive and ask forgiveness. But I'm hoping on a scale, this person's been working with me for a long time, but I'm hoping that that is what I leave behind, is that the life has been changed because I was a part of their life. And that kindness comes through. That's a big one for me. But what is it for you? Because that's mine. I'm sharing mine with you. But what's yours? If if somebody asked you that question, I mean, what would matter the most? You know, when I've said this was years ago on one of my podcasts, and I said that I had just gone to a funeral, and I was picturing the person up above looking down on the people that were in the funeral, because I think that person would just love to hear what's being said about them. And how often we miss that mark by not verbally and intentionally speaking our hearts while people are alive. And recently on Facebook, they said don't send me flowers when I'm gone. Don't tell me how wonderful I was when I'm gone. Don't wait till then. Tell me now. You know, send me flowers now. Come see me now. Tell me now. And isn't that perfect vision? Isn't that what we need to be doing? Is we need to be a house divided will not stand, but united it will. We want to be united. We need to come together, and we need to love one another and put our Heavenly Father first and have ears to hear and eyes to see. Don't we? Isn't that what we need to do? I think it is. So Ecola is hiring. I want to put that out there. I want you to know that we're hiring. I want you to go to SueFree, spelled like fries, oneword.com. I want you to go there and push the button to get your free 3 pages of I Ams. I want you to read those. I want you to make a decision. Once you hear this show or see this show, I want you to make a decision that you're going to make some changes and write them down. It doesn't have to be major things either. It could be the simplest of changes in your habits per day. Like what you put in your mouth, what you're listening to, what you're reading, just, you know, social media. I'm on social media, and I have to say it's such a waste of time most of the time. It is. For business, I do it because I think that, you know, I might get a customer out of it, and I might. But on the whole, could I be doing something better? And I'm really assessing that right now to say, what else can I be doing with that time that would be better spent? And there's Parler instead of Facebook. You know, when I first saw the Google sign, the Apple sign, and I saw the apple with a bite out of it, you know what my first thought was? Wow, they're created a logo that is creating sin. I mean, it's sin. I mean, the whole picture is sin. A bite of the apple? Think about it. It's just amazing to me. And it's so blatantly right in front of our faces, and we don't care. And Apple's so great. No, I got to stand in line for hours to get that new Apple whatever. And it's the signal and the symbol of sin. Pretty amazing. Think about it. So I'm going to read this. I don't have much time. I'm going to read fast. Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. A lot of people have bought this book because I refer to this and I love it. And I have not read this until right now. And I don't know if it's going to match, but usually God intervenes and it does. You can achieve the victorious life through living in deep dependence on me. People usually associate victory with success, not falling or stumbling, not making mistakes, but those who are successful in their own strength tend to go their own way. Forgetting about me, it is through problems and failure, weakness and neediness that you learn to rely on me. I guess you're going to have to go find the rest of this on your own. Find the book, read it. It's great because I'm out of time. God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye for now.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.